Hey, are you ready to create reliable revenue and master every detail of your hosting business? If you want to avoid compromising all those hospitality details that you love, but still approach hosting like the business it is, we created a free class just for you. Set aside 45 minutes. We promise it's worth your time. And go watch our value-packed workshop where we go over how to master every detail of your hosting business with our foolproof hosting business mastery method that will help you avoid hosting burnout. Growing, where simply starting your hosting business isn't always easy, but it can be simple. We'll help you avoid the three big mistakes that are keeping you stuck, tired, and overwhelmed as a short-term rental host so that you have a powerful revenue stream you can actually rely on.
If you're ready to take your hosting to the next level, head on over to thanksforvisiting.me/workshop to watch this on-demand training. Or send us a DM on Instagram with the word workshop. We'll send you the link and most likely a video DM. We love those. Again, that's thanksforvisiting.me/workshop.
You're listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. We believe hosting with heart is at the core of every successful short-term rental. With Annette's background in business operation and Sarah's extensive hospitality management and interior design experience, this dynamic duo has welcomed more than 2,000 guests from 25 countries, earning them over $500,000 and garnering them over 650 five-star reviews. Now they're ready to share creative ways for your listing to stand out, to serve your guests, and be profitable. Each episode will have knowledgeable guests who bring value to the short-term rental industry, or Annette and Sarah will share stories about their own experiences so you can implement actionable improvements to your own rentals. Whether you're experienced, new, or nervous to start your own short-term rental, we promise you'll feel right at home. Here are your hosts, Annette and Sarah.
Hello, listeners. Welcome back to another great week. I am Sarah Karakayan.
I am Annette Grant, and together we are...
Thanks for visiting. We are pumped for today's show. It is literally going to change your lives. We promise you, it has changed our lives and our business. I'm not just saying that lightly. But before we get to that good stuff, we have your good stuff, which is your short-term rentals. We celebrate you, our listeners, who are using our hashtag... STR Share Sunday. Why Sunday? Because we share you on our Instagram channel on Sunday, but also on the podcast. All the love. Who are we sharing today, Nettie?
Today we are sharing at the Gingerbreck House.
B-R-E-C-K. Wow, cute.
And if you can drum roll, it is in Breckenridge, Colorado. It's a Gingerbreck House. So she just bought this recently. They just started listing it. But if you go through the Instagram, I love it. I feel like I know them. I know the whole story behind the house. I know the previous owners. Like, if I'm going to Breckenridge, I'm going to stay with them. So today, what we want to talk about with the STR Share is there is power in storytelling. Mm-hmm. And that is part of the invitation and the copy of wanting people to stay with you. That is your advertising. So that's something that makes short-term rentals super special is the story behind the property and the host. So we encourage you, sit down, take a look at this Instagram, and she'll give you some of the behind the scenes of why they named it what they named it. But really, Sarah and I always talk about experience, which will lead us into today's episode. But really think about your guest, the experience they're going to have, and the story that you can tell them to invite them into your home. And I think she just crushes it here on her Instagram. So we want you to follow that and take some pointers. All right, Sarah. We're going to admit we've talked to this guest a couple of times because we are using the product and super excited. And Sarah and I just want to share this with you. And we're using it. We've been using it and we wanted to vet the product. We are over the moon excited about the product.
Yeah.
So who do we have on today?
Today, Sarah? We have Arthur, who's the founder and CEO of StayFi, the leading provider of mesh Wi-Fi marketing for short-term rentals. He's a founder and CEO, and vacation rental managers, short-term rental managers use StayFi to brand their Wi-Fi, to tell their story, collect guest data, and increase direct bookings, all while providing a better Wi-Fi experience for the short-term rental guest. Arthur, welcome to our show.
Hey guys, how are you?
Very well. So good. Now, the first thing I think people might be thinking, our listeners might be thinking is like, well, I only have one property. And I know we're going to dive into smashing that belief that you can't brand your property. I hate to even just have one. Like to have one is a great thing. But Arthur, tell us, who are you? Why did you do this? And tell us a little bit more about your product.
Yeah. So my background is in digital marketing and branding. So I really came to the short-term industry from a marketing background. And I had a consulting business. And I actually worked with a lot of larger short-term rental companies that were managing 100 plus homes all over the world. And the persistent issue that always came up is, how can we introduce our brand to all our guests, especially ones that book on OTAs? And how can we capture everyone's email during the stay? So not just the booker, but everybody in the reservation. So we kind of looked at that problem. How are we going to solve it? We looked at a bunch of different solutions, tablets, contacting guests during the stay. And then we said, hey, we already do this at hotels and at the airport and even at Starbucks where we log into the Wi-Fi. Why can't we just put that in a short-term rental? And it turned out there weren't any companies that were doing that in the short-term rental industry. And the products out there weren't really a good fit for vacation homes. So I decided, well, why don't we do this and make a product that you know you can affordably collect emails from all your guests and introduce to your brand during the stay, whether you have one property or hundreds of properties.
And listeners, it's so good. I learned a few things when trying Arthur's product. And what happened, it's called a splash page, right, Arthur? Mm-hmm. So when the guest turns on their computer and they open up their browser and they go to like your, whatever your Wi-Fi is called, you can have a picture of your living room, the living room your guest is sitting in, and you can give them a little message and you can collect data from them. Arthur, why is collecting their name and their email address, why is that important? I mean, isn't that what Airbnb is for? They do it for us, right?
Yeah, well, I think one thing that, you know, made StayFi like this is the right time for this product is now just about anybody can have their own direct booking site and their own brand identity, because any property management system is going to have a pre-built direct booking site as part of the software. And, you know, they can be just like a few dollars a month. So anyone now can really be their own booking engine. So you don't just need to be reliant on the big OTAs for your bookings. And obviously, like the number one source of where you're going to get bookings from is from your previous guests. Because especially at the beginning, getting presence in Google is going to be really hard. Paid digital marketing is going to be really hard. But guests that have already experienced your brand, love the house, or repeat travelers, you don't want them coming back again through the OTA. You want them coming back directly to you. And email is going to be the best way that you're going to be able to accomplish that goal.
And I don't know, listeners, if you caught it at the very beginning, Arthur explained something that was a light bulb moment. I know for myself, is thinking, normally you would only have the information of the person that booked the location. And that's like, wait a second, there's so many other people enjoying the home potentially, whether it's one or two, up to 20 other people. Arthur's product, you now, in order for anyone to access Wi-Fi, they have to give their email also. And it's not they have to, they want to enjoy the Wi-Fi. And I just think that part of like, wait a second, how could we ever invite everyone back that also enjoyed the property and then also their whole entire network too? Because let's say there's 10 guests and those 10 guests go home and tell all of their friends and family about this amazing place that they just stayed in. And now it's that compound effect of being able to advertise to word of mouth in the beginning, but then you have that email to be able to let them know what the calendar dates are open. Can you explain though, also I just know how nice as when you're checking in, you don't have to search around for where's the Wi-Fi password. You don't have to like scroll through your welcome message. Have you seen that your hosts really love that part of your product, of that taking out that friction, I guess, of people trying to log on? Does your product help with that?
Yeah, I'd say that's actually the number one feedback that we get. That's kind of the unexpected piece, is that, well, people understood we're going to collect guest data, we're going to market our brand to all the guests, the thing that they're most surprised about is we get way fewer calls about Wi-Fi issues or Wi-Fi logins. Because even if you, you know, if you have a party, a large party that booked on an OTA, you're corresponding with the booker. Not everyone's going to have the Wi-Fi information. Not everyone's going to look around the house. Maybe people are frustrated they can't find it. With StayFi, all the properties have the same Wi-Fi login and information. And it's really up to you. In the portal, we have the option to have a password, no password. You can keep it open. So we give people flexibility because if you have single family homes that are on a lake or out in the country and there's no other users around, there's no reason why you need to have a password on that network. So we give people the flexibility to really design the Wi-Fi experience around what works for their location.
So talk to us about, I want to get into email marketing because I know that's really kind of, it's one of the other areas where you shine, Arthur, but let's talk about the equipment. So are we talking about, I mean, I know the answer to this, but our listeners want to know, like, is it all this other stuff that we need to be able to tap into StayFi or what is required for us to use this technology?
Yeah, so that was one of the key things we really focused on that differentiates us from like what a hotel uses. Because what a hotel uses is very sophisticated and you can't, without an IT background, going to be very challenging for you to install and it's very expensive. So we needed to come up for a vacation rental market, something that was plug and play. So we sell a device called an access point and it plugs into the home's router and it will broadcast a new guest Wi-Fi network in the home. And the idea is you can plug it in, guest Wi-Fi network appears, and you can actually keep everything running on your old Wi-Fi network. So if maybe you set up TVs or thermostats or exterior cameras or door locks. Nobody wants to go through and reconfigure all those devices on a new network.
No, we don't. Right?
No.
So the idea is the access point broadcasts a guest network. It also broadcasts a password-protected network in case you want to like add a TV in the future. But the guest network broadcasts, you just tell guests, join this network, and you can just now provide them the old Wi-Fi information. And that way, everyone can just log onto the Wi-Fi once you plug in the device, and it literally takes 5 minutes to set up. So we make it as easy as possible to set up this type of captive Wi-Fi in the home.
And I don't need to contact my current internet provider, cable company. No, I don't need to have any outside. I don't need to hire somebody to come in and install it. You just deliver the device to our houses and we can do that, correct?
Exactly. Okay. And it works with any internet providers. So we actually have people in Northern Ontario, Canada. They're on Starlink, which is like Elon Musk's new satellite internet. So they went from like a 3 megabit, like bad cell phone Wi-Fi, and now they have over 300 megabytes. And we work with that as well. So you can use any ISP. So there's cool new internet services coming along in the future, especially if you have like those remote properties.
Okay. How long has StayFi been around, Arthur? How long have you been doing this for?
Since 2018, like the end of 2018.
Okay.
So it's been about 2 years and we have over 500 property managers working with us around the world. So we're not just in the US, we're now like a global company and we have property managers all over the world because it works at just about anywhere with any ISP.
Yeah. And truly listeners, it does. And I know, so Arthur, our listeners, we do have people who operate large management companies, but I would say most of our listeners have 1 to 10 properties. And you guys, it is a game changer. Arthur, have you heard of success stories since, you know, we went through a little bit of a situation last March and April when, and Arthur keeps saying this acronym, OTA. We've talked about it before. It's an online travel agency. And that's just like Airbnb, Vrbo, HomeAway, those guys. And had a pandemic. No one knew what to do, to be fair. But, you know, some of us had reservations canceled on us that we didn't have a lot of control over our bookings.
Yeah.
And so have you heard of success stories of people who use your product, have email addresses to past guests and being able to just do more direct booking with guests who you know have a good history, like they left your property, they were great. Tell us about how this is changing other property managers, other short-term rental hosts' business and taking control of who is going into their properties.
Yeah. So, I mean, we work with, like I said, all sizes. And we actually find that sometimes property managers with, you know, 1 to 5 properties or 10 properties, they actually have a much more interesting and powerful brand.
Mm-hmm.
Just like the house you mentioned at Breckenridge, some of them are very themed, with like Star Wars homes in Orlando.
Yes.
Or like, yes. Or I know we have a customer in Georgia where it's like two homes and then they have like a shop that sells crafts. And that way they're using the emails to market their kind of other businesses or other products. So, you know, people anywhere when they start with us may have no direct bookings or they might be 80% direct bookings. So, I mean, 80% is achievable and we have customers that do that. It just takes persistence and time. And many of them have been collecting emails from at least the booker for like 10 plus years.
Right.
So, I mean, that if that's your end goal, it's definitely achievable. But it's just building up that book of solid repeat business that's going to want to come and stay with you again and again. Because, you know, if you look at your own OTA bookings, I'm sure you see the same guests coming back over and over again. But instead of having them go hit up Airbnb and then look at 10 other homes around you, they love your property. You just need to send them back to your own website, where hopefully they also can get a better price without paying all the extra fees the OTA might be charging as well.
And Sarah and I are always very transparent with all of our listeners. And we've said this on several episodes, a huge misstep that we made in the beginning was not collecting our guest information. Like it's one thing, like we kick ourselves over and over again because there are thousands of people that have come through our doors, have enjoyed their stay, and we had no way to get to reach back out to them. And so that's our message for today of like, we want you to not make that mistake. So if you're a listener and you haven't even listed your first place yet, this is one of those best practices we would encourage you to start out of the gate with that we did not do. And it's here for you. It's easy to do. And it's truly invaluable. And we talk about this also. Obviously, we want you to have social media too for your property. But, you know, Mark Zuckerberg most likely owns your social media following truly. And Airbnb owns the emails and those connections on their platform, which they should. However, you can get your own stake in the game, and that is collecting their information, their email when they check in. Let's talk about it.
Yeah,
cool. We've got all these emails, Arthur. We're like collecting them. We've got them.
Now what?
Our email list is growing, but what the heck do we do next? What are best practices once we've collected their email? Where can we start?
Yeah, so I'd say, you know, number one, pick an email marketing tool you're comfortable with. And maybe you've used one before. And if you haven't, I would just say most common one, 80% of our customers use MailChimp. So that's kind of the gold standard, easy to use product. And one great feature in that tool, as well as many others, is something called marketing automation or a drip campaign. You may have heard it called before. And that's essentially just a series of automated emails that get sent out to a guest in a set period of time. And the idea is, especially starting out, you don't want to be spending a ton of your time making new email templates, especially when your list is small. Because, you know, that's like, it seems like a big investment and it's not going to have a lot of ROI, especially at the beginning. So we definitely recommend set up 5 emails, good templates that you create, spend some time, and you can actually set them up as a cadence. So you can send a welcome email to everyone after they log into the Wi-Fi. Hey, welcome to our property. Here's a link to maybe a guest book or more information or our website. And maybe we even give them a promo code off their next stay. Then you can program another email that gets sent out 10 days later saying, thank you. Here's information how to book again. And then you can set another one up in 30 days to be like, looking to travel again to XYZ destination. Here's a link to our properties. So if you just put a little investment up front, make 5 or 10 good templates. You can set up an email automation that goes over, you know, 5-6 months, and then you just set it and forget it. And people will just reply to them, be like, yes, I want to come back and book your home again. Or they'll go to your website and book. So you can spend, you know, one solid chunk of time building out a great series. And then you don't have to go tinker in until that series runs after 6 months. And then maybe you add some more. And that's a great way to get started without having to commit yourself to making a new email like every other week.
And so When I have StayFi, my guests are filling out their email. Does the email automatically get put on some sort of list? And does that list automatically hop over to an email provider? Tell me about that connection or what work is involved on the host there.
Yeah. So there, all the guest data is available in our portal, which you can always download as a CSV, like an Excel file, mm-hmm. and use it anywhere, anyhow you'd like. But we also have a ton of integrations with marketing tools, PMS systems, CRMs, if you're very sophisticated, like Salesforce or HubSpot. But definitely starting out just an integration with like a MailChimp is all you need, because then all the emails will just appear on your MailChimp list automatically right when the guest logs in. And then you set up in a rule in MailChimp that says, whenever we get a new email, I mean, a new like individual on our list, we'll shoot them an email. And that's how the automation works. So you know that everyone's getting marketed to without having to make a newsletter, you know, every month or every other week.
And listeners, first of all, Arthur probably just gave us like a couple $1,000 marketing consultation there. But something he said at the very beginning, which I think is brilliant, is when the guest initially checks in and they first put their email address in, to have that automation, thank you for booking our place, give them some information about the property, maybe even say, hey, this is my favorite coffee shop. Like, you can go ahead and the guidebooks and things that you have, you know, painstakingly put together previously, you have all of the content for these emails. You can, you know, you repurpose it there. But what a great way to touch, because again, maybe the 10 other people in the house didn't say, hey, they didn't get the welcome messages of go to this exactly. coffee shop, go to this winery, go to this brewery. This is our favorite local. Like, that is powerful. And then that also makes all of the guests feel very welcome in the home. Or if there's, think about this, if there's something really specific about the home, I don't know, maybe there's a pool, maybe there's something like, you know, a gaming device, something that like everybody should know how to use. You can put those instructions, something in there, if it's specific to your home, like that you know that everyone should know about, you could also put it in that welcome message to just maybe give yourself a little peace of mind of like, okay, I know now I've told everybody where to park their car, or you know, whatever that might be. You have that other messaging there. But that's really genius to get that message to everybody right away.
Yeah, I think there's like two assumptions sometimes people make just to kind of think about. One is, just because you communicate with the booker doesn't mean everybody else knows.
Right.
And if you have 10 adults and there's like five couples, I'm sure information is not being, you know, shared perfectly no. the way that you would like. And the second thing is, you know, if you think about hotels versus vacation rentals, one of the big differences is if I book a hotel on booking.com, I'm going to know like what brand it is, right? And even if it's like one of those like secret prices, I'm going to know what brand it is definitely when I show up, because there's a sign and a check-in. When you book on Airbnb, there's very little branding that you can really put there. And so when people arrive at your home, 99% of them don't know that direct booking exists. Mm-hmm. They don't know that you have a brand, and they don't know your story. So the Wi-Fi is the best way to make sure you get in front of everyone. Just because you have a booklet or a tablet or something else, people have to go like engage with that, like make a conscious effort. With the Wi-Fi, you're going to get the story in front of every single person who's staying in the property.
At this point, everyone knows how to open up their email, right?
Yeah.
By this point, it's 2021. And that for most people...
My dad doesn't have email, so wow. Just saying.
Yeah. Does your mom?
Yeah.
Okay, so mom would help dad.
Just saying. No, but you are like, I'm actually talking with you, Arthur. My mind is like being blown right now, because in these emails, couldn't you put in like YouTube videos of the space, or even say, hey, welcome, we're Sarah and Annette, thanks for booking with us, and like remind them of the checkout time in a really friendly way. But like even just a welcome video, I think would be like...
Annette loves videos.
I love
Arthur.
Videos. But you are just like, wow. That, because most people, maybe not my dad, but everybody else is most likely going to have their smart device, unless you're a remote location, that they are going to be engaging with while they're at your property. Like, they might not engage with a guest book. I find guest books all the time tossed in drawers. It's exactly. The first thing people hide, and they're like, get it out of here. Or maybe they did have, you know, a tablet, but somebody unplugged it so it's not charged and you can't get the information. Man, that is really, really good stuff.
Arthur, I have to know, are you blowing the minds of like old school VR managers? Like, are they like totally floored by what you've figured out for
Sometimes.
Them? You know yeah. what I mean? Like, because it's just like, There tends to be like this delineation between vacation rental managers and short-term rental, although it's all short-term, right? It's just, I guess, where you're located. But vacation rentals have been around longer than the urban rental market has, or at least made it feel like everyone can be a manager of a property. And it's just so cool. And so are you seeing any other creative ways that people are utilizing their email marketing? Or I love how you mentioned, if they sell a product, I mean, not just your space, but maybe like you said, like sometimes we've interviewed people who have classes at their property or maybe things that could attract people to buy collectibles.
Or they sell things. Yeah. They're like, you can shop the room.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of rental managers also have a traditional real estate business. And actually, people that travel as vacationers often are the most likely to convert into vacation home owners.
This is good, Arthur.
And then you market your real estate business and then they buy a home. And then now you're the vacation rental manager of the property they just purchased.
Boom.
So you host it, you design it. Exactly.
So good. That is the email.
And then the other way people use it is, if you're a traditional vacation rental manager that's running off like a percentage business, it can be hard to differentiate yourself in your market. Mm-hmm. But when you approach homeowners want security. They want to like make sure you're screening guests well. Oh, if you come with a large book of guests that love your management style, that gives you a competitive edge over closing homeowners who are being marketed to by multiple property managers. Because if you think if two people approach you and they're both charging the same percentage, but one has like, I have an email list of 10,000 people and one doesn't do much direct marketing, you know, which one is the homeowner going to prefer? So definitely it can be a competitive advantage in growing a traditional vacation rental business as well.
You said something too at the beginning of this interview, or one of you guys did, I didn't say it, but it was so good. It was, you know, you can welcome guests back. And I think that's the number one fear of a lot of people who want to get started with their short-term rental is the unknowns of the guests that you're coming. Are they going to throw a party? Are they going to damage? Are they going to whatever? Well, if they didn't, and now you have their email address, I mean, aren't you excited to just squash that one unknown and have them back, mm-hmm. right? Or have exactly. like, even if they refer their family or friends, they're more often than not going to also be
right.
not crazy people. So, I mean, you're helping people who haven't made that leap of doing this thing that it seemed, you know, a lot of people want to get into, have more confidence because they're like, okay, well, you know, I've got to figure out, get that list going. And how about that, Arthur? Do you think it's really that far off to build a decent list that you can remarket to? I mean, what if I just have a one bedroom? Is it really worth trying to build up a list over the first, you know, year?
I mean, if you've been operating your business, I'd say for at least a year, if you see anybody book you again through an OTA, Airbnb usually, if you just have one, then you know you have good repeat business potential.
Yeah, okay.
I say everyone I talk to sees that behavior. So, I mean, that's almost everyone, I would say. And I don't know if we'll talk about pricing, but for us, like one marginal new booking will typically pay for our service. So you really just need to get one, and that's definitely achievable because we see way more than that with people where we've done some like studies of how many bookings they got through their email marketing.
Let's go there. Let's talk about how much. This sounds very fancy. You changed my life. Nettie called it a $2,000 episode of advice. So
consultation.
Yeah. What does this cost? The equipment, the ongoing service. What are they mm-hmm. looking to invest in?
Yeah. So our most common access point is what the device is called. Is the long range access point that we sell. And that gives like 20 to 30% more coverage than what the typical router from your internet service provider is going to give you. So 4 or 5 bedroom home is usually going to be more than enough to cover it. And that costs $109. And that's just like a one-time cost. You own the device. We have a pretty generous return policy. If you didn't want to own the device, you can return it to us for a refund. And then in terms of a monthly cost, it just depends on how many, we have like a software monthly license that's based on how many access points you have. So for one, there is no cost. So if you just want to buy one access point and plug it in and use it, feel free to go do that. Go to our website and sign up. And then for each one after that, it's $6 a month for like your second. And then if you want to order over 100, it's $4 a month for access point. To do it 100 properties, it would be $400 a month. So that's kind of how it works. And all the details are on our website. And then for very, very large properties, you might need 2 access points. And all the devices we sell, I know you mentioned mesh at the very beginning, they're all meshable. So any access point you buy can also just be plugged into power and it will mesh off the main access point that's connected to your home's router. So it's going to set up mesh Wi-Fi system in really large properties. And in multifamily structures, you can actually share Wi-Fi between units, which is another cool feature that you know people may be doing with like an Aero or a Google Home, but can really take it to the next level if you use our equipment.
So you mean if I've got like a fourplex or 4-unit building, I could have one service, one modem, one router, and then use the, sorry, Arthur always uses the fancy terms, the access points. Is that what they're called?
Yes.
Yes. And that would spread out the Wi-Fi and it's strong enough where like the people on the top units could also tap into this Wi-Fi.
Definitely.
Saving
so if you have
money.
A good underlying internet service,
yeah.
Especially fiber, you can have 3 or 4, you know, 1-2-bedroom condos running off one internet service. And in multifamily, a lot of times maybe you're leasing the building or you own the building or some other type of arrangement where you're actually paying for the internet. And then that's actually could be a huge cost saving if you're just using one internet subscription to cover, you know, entire like 3-5-bedroom-ish unit, I'd say. So most you want to do with just one.
Right. I mean, that's just a the return on that investment, listeners, of the you buying the first access point, and then if you have more than one property, the $6 investment on getting potential return guests who you know are going to be great. You can skip all the fees if you want to book direct. You don't have to either, listeners. Like if you're not there yet and you want to direct them at least to your direct Airbnb listing, you could do that too.
I wanted to bring that up. We want you to understand like the take all of today's information in bite size.
Yeah.
Of like, hey, let's just start collecting the emails first. And you might not even be prepped to do all the email automations. But this is at least get started because, Arthur, we do want to touch on this. And we talked about this when we were prepping for the show. It is, Sarah and I have to, it's our mission with our podcast. We have to educate. And one of the things I do want this episode just to touch on is we know direct booking is going to become more and more important. And we would just like your voice and letting our listeners know why do you believe that direct booking is important and how would you suggest our listeners get started?
So many reasons.
he just looked
you,
at
I
us
wish
for
you guys
a minute.
Would have seen Arthur's face. Like, okay, do we have another episode for this?
Yeah, right. I mean, macro, like big picture wise, direct booking is going to give you a lot more control because you define that relationship with the guest and the contract and how it's going to work. And we know from the past year, you don't have that much control if you use other channels. You know, I think number two, most important thing is actually demand. If more people want to book your properties, you can charge higher prices, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if you think about it, if you list on every booking site, that's great. But this is just one more channel and then you'll have more inquiries. So you'll have both higher occupancy and potentially higher prices. So great for your business. And then number three is OTA fees. And I think, you know, if we look at hotels, if you look at like boutique hotels that use like booking.com, they can pay anywhere 15 to 20% of the revenue on booking fees. And I wouldn't be surprised if that's the direction the vacation rental industry is moved towards by the online travel agencies, because there's really only 3, so there's not a lot of competition.
Right.
So I wouldn't be surprised if we see higher OTA fees in the future.
And and listeners, that's why we're talking about this today. We have to at least plant the seed for you of what your business could and should look like. It should be very exciting because even if 10% of your business starts coming direct, and hey, like we even say, hey, charge your family and friends. This is a way you could have your family and friends. They could be the first test market on your direct booking site. You could give them that friends and family discount, but they're still paying you. But it's one of those things like start small and then tip the scales to where most of, you know, if you could, that would be great. Have most of your guests direct, booking direct. But even if, you know, you run the numbers and you can have a small percentage booking direct, it could really impact your bottom line. And that's what we're here for. And we want to help you
one with that. Marginal new booking where mm-hmm. you would have not been occupied. Totally worth it. And then I know you said, how do we get started? Mm-hmm. I'd say, I don't know how much you can tell me where you guys feel like your listeners are using like a property management system. I'm sure it's more and more common even at the 1-2 property level, at least from what I see.
Yeah, actually, I think the pandemic has really motivated people to finally figure that out. What is a property management system and which one will work for me? So yeah, we've had some on the show. We had some options. So I think in that they essentially act, listeners, as like the OTA does, right? That's the landing. It helps you. You can connect to other channels, other OTAs. Mine has a widget I can put on my own website. Some of my owners have the fun properties that are very themed and they're their own brand. And so as a property manager, I can let my owners have their own website and they just touch into my property management software, whatever you want to do, right? Like there's so many ways that now you have control over the booking process.
Yeah. Every PMS that I'm aware of now, 99% of them, which there are many.
There are a lot.
I don't want to go down that rabbit hole, like recommending what to use, but there are many, many of them, and many of them are fantastic. And almost all of them now just have some type of direct booking option, whether that's like a white labeled website where you just like throw a logo in, and then it pulls from the same inventory of pictures and prices that you get in distributing to OTAs to launch a site. And then more sophisticated, maybe what you're doing is there's like a widget that you can like embed on a WordPress site, and then you can have a very custom website. But just about every single one is going to have a really easy to use out of the gate direct booking site that's easy to set up and easy to direct guests to in order to use. And it's all referring back to that central calendar that's also being distributed to all the online travel sites. So getting started, never been easier. So if you use a PMS, definitely no excuse not to have one. And then, you know, maybe just starting out, you know, PMS may not be the first thing on your list, but something definitely you want to consider down the line, especially if you want to have your property on multiple booking sites like Airbnb and Vrbo and TripAdvisor and Booking.com and all the other ones.
I'm just going to pitch what Arthur's product right now, because I think that StayFi, the email collection, is actually the step before the direct booking, because cool, you have the direct booking site, but if you don't have any people to direct there, it's not going to help you. So even if you have the emails of your friends and family, you know, you need to be able, like, who is your audience? Think about that, listeners. How are you going to direct people to your direct booking site? Is that your social media? Is it your email list? So really think about that. You might have it built, but like you've got to figure out who you're going to ask to visit your direct booking site.
Because getting, like I mentioned before, like Google's great, but starting out, not going to get a lot of organic search because it's very competitive. Mm-hmm. I'm sure if you've ever Googled like vacation rentals in Columbus,
right?
There's going to be 27 paid ads from every OTA, and then some big brands, maybe like Vacasa or the other ones that are going to rank really high. So email marketing, definitely the best way to kind of get discovered. And one tip I would just have, if you do want to start collecting emails up front, one of the best actual email templates or ways to send an email is plain text. And a lot of people don't realize that, because if you use Gmail, which most people do, you know, there's an inbox and a promotions inbox, and there's like a social inbox. If you send a plain text marketing email from even like MailChimp, it's much more likely to go in the main inbox, which has much higher open rates. If you send an email with a lot of images in it, it's going to get shoved in the promotions box. Mm-hmm. It's going to have a lower open rate. Mm-hmm. It could be even as big as like 40% versus like 10 or 15%. Mm-hmm. So even at the very beginning, just setting up one email being like, hey, I'm the host. Thanks for staying in my property. If you want to book it again, here's the Airbnb link. You don't even need a direct booking site.
Right.
That's going to be high open rate, high response rate, people might even write back to you being like, yes, thank you so much. I want to come back on like June 3rd. That's very common for people to respond to that. So a plain text email from your real email inbox is going to be the highest open rate, highest response rate, and highest click-through rate, so highest rate of success. So you don't need to go out and develop like a full brand identity with a logo and an image or anything like that. You can start off with simple plain text and it's going to be very successful for you.
Now, what if, okay, I've been using StayFi for, you know, 1 to 3 years and I am ready to step up my email branding. Do you recommend eventually getting there and having a few photos of the space or like a partnership with the coffee shop down the street or a video from your host? Like, is that something you recommend branding your emails eventually or maybe even just staying away?
I would recommend a mixture.
Okay.
I would recommend some branded emails, a minimum once a month, as well as potentially interspersing, is that the right word?
Yeah.
Adding
I like
some
that.
Plain text emails from a human. And I even recommend that to like our very large customers. Like could even go to a shared inbox, but just pretend it's like a human. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's like the name of like your head of your customer team or sales team. Mm-hmm. And it'd be like, hey, John, this is Rebecca. I run sales at blah, 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 blah. We love that you stayed with us. If you ever want to come stay again, just reply to this email. Hmm. And you will get so many more replies because maybe direct booking sites work, might be a little clunky, but you can actually just like start that conversation and then you can push the guests towards one of the homes that's available when they want to visit. So kind of that plain text, initiate a conversation at a human level, it's going to be the most successful. And I recommend that for people of any size. Then the branding is like a nice value add. But you definitely don't need that at the beginning.
Which is such a nice deep breath that all of our listeners can take. Like, we're not trying to like push you from like, you guys, I just bought the darn property. Now you want me to do all these things. It's like, just baby steps. Get StayFi, which you have to get. You got to get it anyway. Like most properties, you know, it's not uncommon to have, you want to spread the internet out throughout the home. And then now you have email addresses. And then, I mean, MailChimp, isn't MailChimp, Arthur, under like so many email subscribers free?
Yeah, okay. Up to 500 or 1,000 and it changes.
Yeah.
And I believe you can set up one automation. You might have to pay like $7 a month for that. I don't know. It's still very inexpensive.
Yeah.
And literally setting up one plain text email that goes out to everybody is going to pay big dividends.
Yeah.
Because you're going to start the direct communication with everybody in the property.
Yeah. So good. Last question for me. Because this is a totally me question for the listeners. I've been listening to this episode. I'm really pumped up and jazzed about it, but I'm going to be honest. It gets delivered and I'm nervous to set it up. Is it really that easy to set up? Or am I going to have it sit in the box for 3 months? Seriously.
I think it is that easy.
Okay. But you're a tech guy. Like, is it that easy?
I'm not a tech guy.
Okay.
I'm a marketing guy.
Okay.
See? It's a
all
key
right.
difference.
Okay.
So. I'm the marketing half of Stay.
Okay. Non-tech guy. Is it going
to
be easy?
It's literally comes with 2 Ethernet cables, like a power supply.
Okay.
The access point and a diagram of how to plug it into your router.
Okay.
You know, we've had hundreds of people install it and very few issues. And then if you can't figure it out, you can just call us or email us and we'll definitely help you out. And then in terms of the portal, like how do I set up the splash page? We have like a checklist. So when you sign up for an account, there'll be a checklist. It'll be like, make a splash page, make a property, name your wireless network, and it'll guide you through how to do that side of it. So that when you get the device, you can just plug it in and the wireless network with the splash page that you created will be there.
Okay. Just want to...
No, that's a fair question
there. Yeah, because listeners, if you guys would even know, Sarah and I have watched we've watched 4 YouTube videos today.
Just today alone.
On
how to refill a pepper grinder.
Pepper mill, how to take down a ceiling fan, and then 2 Wi-Fi issues. So we have been avid users of YouTube tutorials. So that's
definitely
why
easier than a ceiling fan. Okay. Pepper mill might be like that level.
No, all you had to do was pull off the top. I was like screwing it, just pull it off, Sarah.
We legit went to YouTube. We just put that out there.
I'm
whatever.
Not against YouTube. Arthur, anything else
we do have been... YouTube videos of a real customer setting
you
it up.
There we go.
That was kind of what I wanted to hear.
Shout out to Tyann.
Oh, she's
Branson
awesome.
Branson Family Retreats.
Oh, she's awesome. I've met her.
Tyann and Nat, yes, they have videos of them setting it up in their homes.
Perfect.
And they were kind enough to film that for us. So
That's what actually you need what I was asked, because I was like, maybe you should do some YouTube videos so people like me can open the box and do the unboxing.
I'm like, if this step-by-step directions don't help you, yeah. Here's
cool.
a video.
So there is a YouTube video. Perfect.
Yeah.
Done. Sold. Got it.
Okay.
Okay. That's
all
helpful.
Right. Anything else, Arthur, you want to share with our listeners while you have them about your product, about email marketing, anything else we've not asked you that you want to share before we let you go?
I mean, my number one tip is something is better than nothing. So
yes.
If you collect a list, don't let it get stale. Even if you're collecting from Airbnb, not even from us, you're just collecting anywhere. My number one recommendation is like, just don't let them sit there. Because if you let them sit there, they'll forget about you. They'll forget about your brand. And then they won't know who you are when you do get around to reaching out to them. So do something, you know, don't let, is it perfect, be the enemy of good or progress or whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever the saying is, just start with something little and you can always add more. But that's definitely my one piece of advice.
And we didn't talk about this, Arthur. Arthur's kind enough. He's going to put a special offer together for our listeners. And that will be linked in the show notes. Might be, you know, maybe a few months or something free. We'll have to check. We'll get that all nailed down exactly. But we'll have that special offer in our show notes. And please take him up on this. But Arthur, this has been marketing, like I said, consultation, high ticket. We appreciate you sharing not only your product, but your knowledge.
And
with
you just won an award of some sort, didn't you? Go ahead, brag about yourself.
Yeah, we did. We won the Shorties.
Okay. What is that for listeners who don't know?
It's not the competitor of Chubby's the Shorts.
No. It's run by this UK short-term rental publication, which I believe is Short-Term Rentals with a Z.
Yeah.
And they have an annual competition and we were lumped in this lovely category called ancillary service providers. So we were with like some pricing folks and maybe some noise people, like it's just kind of a random smattering of VR software. And, you know, it was like a 50 judge, 50% public vote. And there were over 11,000 votes in our category. And
nice.
We emerged victorious, which was super exciting.
Yeah. So listeners, don't take our word for it or Arthur's. Take it for the Shorties.
The Shorties. No, it's a big deal. It's a huge deal. Congrats. Mm-hmm. And Anetti and I are, you know, two of your biggest fans. You really are helping the smaller businesses. I mean, I know you help big businesses too, but you're helping the smaller businesses thrive,
compete, level up,
show up. And we thank you. It's what you're doing is very, it's incredibly helpful.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Yeah. Well, this has been super fun. Whoever want to talk about digital marketing, Facebook marketing, Google marketing.
Okay.
Lots of fun topics that, you know, and things that we're actually going to be doing with Stayfi in the future to kind of like, email is a super important channel, but there's going to be some other channels we'll be adding to give people even more options of how to market to guests that have stayed with them.
Okay. There you go. That's the hook for the next ones. Yeah, no.
Right.
Well,
right.
Listeners, check out the product. Circle back. Let Arthur know when you purchase. You use our offer. Let him know that you found us. That you found him.
Let him know the podcast marketing works.
Yeah, but let us know when you start using the product and collecting those emails. It's going to be really powerful for your business.
Arthur, thank you so much for your time. We really appreciate having you today.
Thank you. This is amazing. Thank you so much,
listeners. I am Sarah Karakayan.
I'm Annette Grant, and together we are.
Thanks for visiting. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks for listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. Head on over to the show notes for this episode at thanksforvisiting.me. If you're looking to take your listing to the next level and show your guests how much you care, be sure to check out our line of thoughtful hosting products, from hosting checklists to custom mugs to toilet paper stickers. We've got you covered. And if you love our show, remember, sharing is caring. Please hit that subscribe button and leave us a review. Awesome reviews help us bring you awesome content. Thanks for tuning in, and we look forward to hanging out with you next week. Thanks for visiting.
Ever wonder what it would be like to have personalized guidance from Annette and me? Imagine achieving the same incredible results we helped Amy achieve, increasing her overall revenue by a staggering 187% by diving into her biz numbers. Or perhaps you'd love to boost your hosting business like Miranda, who added a fantastic $10,000 by refining her pet policy. Well, here's a scoop. There's only one way to get that one-on-one support from Annette, myself, our expert coaches, and our industry pros is by attending our on-demand workshop. Trust us, it's worth it. During the workshop, we'll make an offer to all of our attendees to join our membership. Once you're a part of our exclusive membership, you'll gain access to our elite community of hosts in our private Facebook group. This is where the magic truly happens. Members are engaging in discussions about their business numbers, occupancy rates, how to handle guest challenges, and providing unwavering support to one another. Plus, we will have live coaching calls to help you dive deeper into portfolio growth, team building, marketing, and so much more. Don't wait any longer. Head on over to www.hostmasterclass.com right now to secure your spot and embark on this exciting journey with us. That's www.hostmasterclass.com. Trust us, you won't regret it.